Imagine being a Barca fan in this situation. You can't support Bayern because they spanked you 8-2.
Wow!
You can't support PSG because Neymar winning the UEFA Champions League will prove he was right to ditch Barca. Zlatan Ibrahimovic also, yes, commenting on head. PSG reached their UEFA Champions League final for the first time ever in the history of football. But they've done it in the wrong time. I see them crying in the final. Wow. Because there is no team at the moment that can stop Bayern Munich. If it happens that PSG surprises Lord Zlatan, then I'll consider a retirement from football. That's from Lord Zlatan. Now, imagine the scenario. Mbappe versus Alphonso Davies. Man, may God help the cameraman. My name is Topola Olagundekola Michael, and also known as Woli G, W-O-L-I, and capital letter G. The prophet with the oil of goals and assists. And you're welcome to the sport podcast, Attack with Woli G. Yeah, first and foremost, on Attack with Woli G, today we'll be talking about the Europa League finals that will be taking place today. That is Inter Milan versus Sevilla, taking place by 8 p.m. Nigerian time today. And I have some amazing stats to tell you about the match that will be taking place today, which is the Friday, the 21st of August, yes, 2020. Now, we have the stats of the highest goal scorers for the competition. That's Bruno Fernandes on 8 goals. That's Bruno Fernandes, yeah, a Manchester United player, is on 8 goals. We have Diogo Jota, the Wolves player, Romelu Lukaku from Inter Milan, Edin Visca, Daichi Kamada, all on 6 goals. And we have the assist table too. That's Galeno on 6 goals. Juan Mata from Manchester United on 5 goals. Miroslav Matic on 4 goals. Then Bruno Fernandes, also the highest goal scorer, is in the assist table too, with 4 goals. Bona Barisic with 4 goals. That means we have the first and second. That's Galeno and Juan Mata, 6 and 5 goals each. Then 3 players on 4 goals, as I mentioned earlier. Yes, Inter have played the most games. That is 190 games, and won the most games, 96, in the competition's history. Yes, that's all I have for you on the Europa League that will be taking place this evening. It promises to be a blockbuster. Promises to be. I know we can't wait. We can't wait to actually, you know, watch the match this evening. Yes, and in the Champions League today, we have the PSG boss, Nasir Al-Khelaifi, announced yesterday a 500,000 euro bonus for every Paris Saint-Germain player should the team win the Champions League. I think that's more than enough incentive for any player to do well in the Champions League. Yes, and the final of the Champions League will be taking place on the 23rd of August. Yes, 23rd of August. That's Sunday, 23rd of August, 2020. Bayern Munich will be pitching their tent against Paris Saint-Germain by 8 p.m. also Nigerian time. It promises to be, you know, a blockbuster. You know, we have the likes of Thiago Alcantara that will be controlling the midfield, and the likes of Neymar, Mbappe, and Di Maria, the most potent forward in the Champions League for now. And looking at the Bayern Munich team also, they have a potent forward line, you know, in their own team also. You know, the likes of Lewandowski, Serge Gnabry, Kingsley Coman, you know, a lot of forwards, even on the bench for them. So it promises to be a blockbuster on Sunday, the 23rd of August, 2020. I'm sure no one wants to miss that. Yes, later on the Attack segment, I have a guest with me that would actually, you know, tell us more and more about the matches. Also, very quickly, I have stats from the Champions League for us. We have the highest goal scorers, as you would already guess. Yes, it's Lewandowski. Yes, Lewandowski is on 15 goals, taking the first position. And we have Erling Haaland. Yes, Erling Haaland is on second position, you know, taking he has 10 goals. He's on second position with 10 goals. And we have Serge Gnabry. Yeah, the surprise package is more or less like the surprise package of the Champions League season for everyone. Yes, he's on 9 goals. Harry Kane, Memphis Depay, Dries Mertens, Gabriel Jesus are all on 6 goals. And on the assist ranking, we have Angel Di Maria with 6 assists. Robert Lewandowski also, you know, topping the charts there with 6 assists. Kylian Mbappe on 6 assists also. Raheem Sterling with 5 assists. And Usain Howard from, you know, the the amazing team that made the run to the semi-finals, Lyon, where they, you know, they had to bow out, you know, to Bayern Munich. Now, PSG are the first French Champions League finalist since AS Monaco in 2003-2004 season. That time, Patrice Evra was at left back, Fernando Morientes was the top scorer, Emmanuel Adebayo was an unused sub on the match, and Didier Deschamps was the youngest UEFA Champions League final manager. Now, very quickly, to another start, you know, Champions League. Champions League, and we know these are, you know, major stars that make us to predict what would actually happen in the Champions League final. Now, we have the most seconds completed in the Champions League so far, and that's Lionel Messi with 57 seconds, Neymar on 39 with 39 seconds, Usain Hua from Lyon, the amazing midfielder, also has 34 seconds. Yes, I think that's all we have. That's all we have for the Champions League for now. Update on the Champions League for now. And I'm sure by the time I will be coming on with the next episode on the Sports Podcast, Hard Tackle with Wole G, we would have gotten the matches would have been played, and would have known who our champions are in the Champions League and also in the Europa League. And it promises to be an exciting one. And yes, on the transfer scenes, this is what I know most fans would love to want to hear. Most football lovers would want to hear. Yes, on the transfer scenes, I wonder what will come first. Is it a vaccine for coronavirus or a new Manchester United signing? You know, Manchester United fans, I'm sorry I'm saying this, but we don't know what would actually come first. Is it a vaccine for coronavirus or a new Manchester United signing? Yes, some things have actually made, you know, a lot of new signings, you know, like the likes of Arsenal that have signed Willian, yes, the amazing forward from Chelsea. And also, it's official, 18-year-old Madrid midfielder Reina has joined Dortmund on loan for 2 seasons. New Barca coach Ronald Koeman wants to make the signings of Donny van der Beek, Memphis Depay and Michael Kane his first priority as Barcelona manager. I think that's a big one for Barca fans. I know most of you out there would really want to, you know, catch Donny van der Beek in action for your team. And also Memphis Depay, although it was a flop at Manchester United, but it's believed he's gonna do better at Barcelona, looking at the amazing players, you know, the team has around. So, and also Lyon's technical director Junior says midfielder Usain Hua is set to leave Lyon this summer. You know, the midfielder Usain Hua has taken the Champions League by storm, and he has also taken the League One by storm because he has delivered, you know, matching match outs. Yes, and he says there will be departures when you have players who play very well in a competition like this, like Moussa Dembele and Usain Hua. That's from the Lyon's technical director, a former popular footballer, also Junior, the one of the best free kick takers of all time. Yes, Chelsea are also in the lead to acquire Real Madrid left back Sergio Reguilón, who is on loan at Sevilla. Yes, although Napoli wants him, but Reguilón prefers a move to the Premier League. It's understood Lille have agreed to sell Gabriel Magalhães to Arsenal for a fee of 30 million euros. The Brazilian centre back is due to take his medicals tomorrow before completing his transfer to the Premier League club. Gabriel was also targeted by Everton, Manchester United and Napoli. Yes, another amazing news from the transfer market. We have Gerard Pique has received an offer from Fulham. Wow, Gerard Pique, the Barcelona defender, has received an offer from Fulham. Wow, Fulham of all clubs. Some Barca fans will say Fulham of all clubs, but you know, that's the game of football. Anything can happen. Do you feel Gerard Pique would accept that offer, or should Gerard Pique accept that offer? Also, on the transfer news, Luis Suarez will reject many incoming offers coming from various European clubs this summer. He is not willing to leave Barcelona. Luis Suarez isn't willing to leave Barcelona, at least not for now. But Ronald Koeman, when asked about Luis Suarez's future, you know, that's the new Barcelona coach, he said something. Suarez, back to Ajax. If that makes you happy, then that's fine. Keep an eye on the situation of Luis again. Barca wants him out. Yes, you know, when the coach wants you out, you know, at times there's nothing you can do on it. Yes, and also, on the transfer news, we have it on good authority that Lyon will accept Arsenal's bid of 35 million euros plus Guendouzi for midfielder Jose Aouar. Personal terms have already been agreed. Looks like it's happening. Yes, that's a big one for Arsenal, and I know Arsenal fans would really be excited, you know, for this. It's a big one for Arsenal fans and for Arsenal as a team, getting a midfielder of that quality in your team. Also, on the transfer news, Benfica have offered a contract to Edinson Cavani until 2023, and a deal could be agreed next week. Reports from Fabrizio Romano, yes, you know, the sport ace, the sports journalist is, you know, is also a transfer guru, and he has been, you know, he has been fantastic, you know, thus far. Yes, also, last details for Edinson Cavani to join Benfica. Contract has been offered until June 2023 for 10 million euros per season as wage. Wow, that's a lot of money. Good chances to complete the agreement next week. That's from Sky Sports and DiMaggio. Yes. On the EPL, you know, we have updates also coming from the EPL, you know, the English Premier League. You know, fans all over the world says the English Premier League is the best league in the world. I don't know if that's also true with you, if you agree with that. Yes, but for me, I would say all leagues have their own peculiarities and technicalities. But yes, we'll be starting an update from the EPL. Yes, the EPL season fixtures have been, you know, drawn, and a lot of things has been said. Chelsea and Wolves have been given special dispensation by the Premier League to start the new season on Monday, September 14, following their marathon campaigns. The fixtures for the 2020-2021 season were released at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning. Manchester United and Manchester City are both understood to also have been given a delayed start, with their opening games being played a week later too. Yes, and also another thing on the updates from the EPL. Manchester United also confirmed they are aware of an alleged incident involving Harry Maguire Mykonos last night, following the club's captain was arrested in Greece. Yes, that's all we have for you. And also, note that the fixtures have been sent out. The fixtures of the new Premier League season is out. And I know if you want more of that, I think we'll be taking much more of that in the next episode I'll be dropping next week, Friday, for you to actually know which teams your favorite clubs will be facing in the EPL. Yes, there's nothing much from the Spanish La Liga for now. It is still on break. And German Bundesliga too is on break for now. The Italian Serie A too is on break. And the French League too is on break for now. Nothing much is coming from those angles. On the local scene, Nigeria President Muhammadu Buhari appoints former Everton star Daniel Amokachi as special assistant in sports. The former international has been handed a new role to enable him make a substantial contribution to the development of sports in his country. Secretary to the federal government, Boss Mustafa, signed the letter confirming the 47-year-old's appointment dated August 17, 2020. According to a statement from the Ministry of Youth and Sports Development, Amokachi's new role will see him advise the president on sports-related matters. Dan De Boer, as is fondly called by his admirers, had 44 caps and 13 goals for the Super Eagles during his playing years. He was the assistant coach to Steven Keshi at the 2013 African Cup of Nations in South Africa, where the Super Eagles secured the title for the third time in their history. Amokachi has also previously managed Nigerian sides Nasarawa United, Eyimba and Ifeanyi Ubah, as well as Finnish club JS Hercules. Yes, that's all we have on the local scene For now, we're going to what we have, the segment of our player of the week. Yes, our player of the week. And our player of the week, I know most of us will be trying to guess, who can it be? Who can it be? Yes, who can it be? Our player of the week for this week is Robert Lewandowski. Yeah, Robert Lewandowski. Robert Lewandowski, a footballer born on the 21st of August 1988, is a Polish professional footballer who plays as a striker for Bayern Munich and is the captain of the Poland national team. He is renowned for his positioning, technique and finishing, and is widely regarded as one of the best strikers in the world. A full international for Poland since 2008, Lewandowski has earned over 110 caps and was a member of their team at Euro 2012, Euro 2016 and at the 2018 World Cup. With 61 international goals, Lewandowski is the all-time top scorer for Poland. And guess what? Robert Lewandowski turns 32 today, the 21st of August 2020. He just keeps getting better. Yes, he keeps getting better. And guess what? You know, I have some amazing stats for you from Robert Lewandowski. You know, he has over 50 goals this season alone. Yes, scored 33 goals also in the German Bundesliga that was just concluded a month ago, thereabouts. And also Lewandowski in this UEFA Champions League season, he has scored a goal versus Lyon. He got a goal and an assist versus Barcelona. In the first leg, he got 2 goals and 2 assists versus Chelsea. In the first leg, in the second leg, a goal and 2 assists versus Chelsea. And 4 goals against Red Star Belgrade. A goal versus Olympiacos. 2 goals versus Olympiacos in the second leg. 2 goals versus Spurs. And a goal versus Red Star Belgrade in the second leg. What a player! Yes, and in all, he has 15 Champions League goals this season. I know a player like Robert Lewandowski would be aiming, you know, to achieve the feat Ronaldo achieved, and I think 2013-2014 season, where he was the highest goal scorer in the Champions League with 17 goals, a record that is yet to be broken. What an amazing player we have for the player of the week. That's Robert Lewandowski. It's been fantastic this season, amazing this season, and in the past week, it's been superb, you know, helping Bayern Munich to actually qualify at the expense of Lyon, supporting with a goal in the match. And it's going to be a starter, you know, in the finals against Paris Saint-Germain. That's on Sunday, 23rd of August 2020. So expect nothing but the best from our player of the week. And our coach for the week is Julian Nagelsmann. You know, Nagelsmann has been fantastic. Yes, born 23rd of July 1987. He's a German professional football coach who is the manager of Bundesliga club RB Leipzig presently. Yes, he's helped them, you know, to the semi-finals of this season's Champions League. Who does that at such a young age? Who does that at such a young age? But that is what Julian Nagelsmann has done for the club. The club that was founded in the year 2009, but has gotten to the Champions League semi-finals in 2020. You know, it's an amazing feat. It's an amazing feat for the young coach. It's been fantastic. I have some very, very, you know, wonderful stats for you, for our coach of the week. And now, one of the stats is, yes, he's managed in the Bundesliga, the UEFA Champions League, and the DFB Pokal this season. In the Bundesliga, he managed 34 matches, won 18 matches, drew 12, lost 4. In the UEFA Champions League, he managed 10 matches, won 6, drew 2, lost 2. And the DFB Pokal, he managed 3 matches, won 2, and lost 1. Total of 47 matches, you know, managed, winning 26, drawing 47, and losing 7. Is that an amazing season for the club? And it's been wonderful. And that was why we had to make him our coach for the week. A super coach like that, a super personality, and the person of Julian Nagelsmann is someone I know every one of us would like to have on his or her team. yes, as a coach on his or her team. So it's been amazing. And I think that's all we have on sports updates to Oligi under your sports, your amazing sports podcast. That's all we have on sports updates to Oligi under your amazing sports podcast. Ataku with Oligi. Now we are going to the segment which gave the podcast the name Ataku with Oligi. Yes, it's Ataku with Oligi coming quickly. That's the next thing we'll be coming up with. And now I have a guest with me on the podcast of Ataku with Oligi. Guess who? Guess who? Are you trying to guess? Okay. Yes. So we have with me on the show today. Adetmeji Adetiran Alexander. Yes, Alex. Good evening.
Thank you for having
Hello.
Me.
Hello. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, Mr. Alex. Now, as we said earlier, Ataku. First of all, we'd like to discuss on the Europa League finalists. That's Inter Milan and Sevilla. They actually, beaten the odds.
Because they have actually been irregular when it comes to Europa League. So I feel with their competition, some years back we won it three times in a row.
If I'm getting you,
yes, I will say that because they are right. They've been to the final six times from six attempts.
Okay.
So I'll actually say they are right.
Okay. Wow. I think that's serious. Now, looking at Inter Milan also the finalist. Would you say Inter Milan has the right to be the finalist?
Inter Milan has a group of players that have a point. We have a group of that. We have Ashley Young, we have Lukaku, we have Alexis Sanchez, we have Eriksen, who has stayed in the Premier League for some time without winning a trophy with Tottenham. So I think they have players that have a point to play.
Now, you're trying to say, Inter Milan has a growing point to prove, making it to the Europa League finals. And Sevilla, they are like, should I say, favorites?
I wouldn't put it that way. What I'm trying to say is they are there because they deserve it, number one. And I won't call them favorites because definitely my favorite to win that game is Inter Milan.
That's your favorite team to win. Now, some of us, when you were talking about something on a group chat, we both belong on, yesterday or so. We mentioned Alexis Sanchez, Romelu Lukaku, and some other players leaving Manchester United and going to other teams and actually getting successful. What can you say to that?
Lukaku was created by Manchester United fans for not having a first team. We all know about that. And he moved to Inter Milan, he has done magnificently well compared to the attackers that Man U has replaced him with. So I feel he has him getting to the final is like him proving the fans of Manchester United and Manchester United itself wrong on that basis. Because in every match he has played, he has always been a difference for Inter Milan.
Okay. I think that's a very good one coming from Alex. Now you said Lukaku has actually turned his stocks around because his stocks is gradually increasing back by the day, right? Yes, and as we all know, Lukaku is a potent finisher. That I would agree, and I would also agree that would you agree with me that he didn't actually
did well
with Manchester United?
He did well. I won't agree with that. Yes, he did well, Manchester.
He did well. Yes. You won't agree with that.
He was their top scorer.
Why?
I think the two seasons he played with them, or three seasons, he was their top scorer. So I wouldn't say he didn't do well. He actually did well, but maybe they wanted more.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is he actually played his part, but his part was not enough. Was not good enough for Manchester United. Okay. Now let's focus on the Europa League finals that will be taking place this evening, which is Friday 21st August. Who do you feel should win? Not just looking at the name. Inter Milan is actually a big club too. They were once UEFA Champions League favorites. Haven't played and got to the finals and even won trophies in UEFA Champions League. Now they are back. Europa League, which is not quite where they want to be. So what would you say concerning that Europa League final?
Europa League final is actually going to be a hard one to call, being that Sevilla are accustomed to that occasion. So they have experience in that occasion. Now, Inter Milan recently have not really been at the top of their game for some seasons now, until this season. Now, they were in the Champions League, but they finished third in their group, bringing them back to Europa League. And they've done well by getting to the final.
Okay.
And I feel they have a higher chance to win it ahead of Sevilla.
Okay. Now, you feel, is it due to the caliber of players they'll be parading this evening, or due to the nature of the club, or the magnitude of the club?
I would say it's due to the players, because if you look at, they have, many people don't know this, but Inter Milan have actually have depth in their squad beyond compared to Sevilla.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, in their last game against Shakhtar Donetsk, they won 5-0. Now, in that game, Eriksen, Sanchez, Candreva, Victor Moses were on the bench. They didn't start that much. And the Syrian Riots, 5-4.
Wow.
So, even if they are stuck on they are looking for a goal in the second half, they have players who can come in and change the atmosphere of the game. Yes. So, I would say with that, I'm giving them the win for that game.
That's a very good one, Alex. I personally, I feel Sevilla should actually do justice to the game. Looking at, as I said earlier on, they have the pedigree to actually cause an upset.
They do have the pedigree. Because looking at them too, they have a set of players, young players, that can cause upsets in any given game.
That's true. And I even...
They have a super sub in Luke De Jong that changes game anytime he comes in. He did that in their last game against Manchester United. He did that in their quarterfinal match. So I feel he's also a player to watch in the final.
That's a good one. All right. Underrated Sevilla.
I don't think so, because if you look at the game, Manchester United had the most chances, they had the most attempts on target. The difference in that game for me would be the keeper of Sevilla, Bono. He made some fantastic saves. He made like 2 1-on-1 saves against Martial when he should have scored. He made 1-on-1 saves against a couple of their players. So he made. I can't really recall how many saves he made in that game, but he made an ample amount of saves to keep Sevilla in the game.
Yeah, I think about 10 saves.
So I feel he was the difference in that game. He kept Sevilla in that game, and it yielded results later on.
Wow! I think that's a very good one. Okay, looking at the game, I felt Manchester United attackers were not clinical enough. It wasn't about the goalkeeper. I think they were not clinical enough. Or what if
they were not clinical enough? Yes, I agree with that. Martial had chances, ample of opportunities to score, but he kept on fluffing the lines. I don't know. He has been clinical recent. We know Martial is not a consistent type of player, but he has been clinical recently.
Yeah.
We expected him to put away some chances, which he did not. And even Rashford, post-corona situation, Rashford has not been himself.
I think, I agree with you on that. I think he has been off his game since the ban on football.
He has been off his game.
It was noticeable against Sevilla, as most attacks, I would say, driving around in this way from the teenager, Marcel Greenwood.
There were instances when there was a counter attack. Rashford, instead of passing, he wants to do one or two turns and loses the ball. So I feel Greenwood and Martial were the ones pushing the attack. Rashford was non-existent in that game.
That's quite happy with that. Okay, now the finals taking place tonight. What do you feel for the Europa League final? Again, Sevilla against Inter.
I would say Inter will win, but it will be a very tight one.
Can you predict the scoreline?
I would say 2-1 to Inter Milan.
And I'm sure you're looking forward to Lukaku scoring. Wow. But you know, I think he's not the highest goal scorer for the Europa League.
No, he's not. Bruno Fernandes is.
That should be Bruno Fernandes.
Yes, Bruno Fernandes is the highest goal scorer currently.
Okay. That's good. I think that should be that with the Europa League. Now let's go to the League of Champions, the League of Winners, and I'm so excited to talk about this one because I know some Barca fans or some Barca fans actually hate to hear this.
I get that.
It wasn't funny.
I get the sub you are trying to give.
You got it right. It wasn't funny. Bayern Munich, crushing the Catalans, to get to the semi-finals, and also, I would say it was a tight game against Lyon before they got to the finals. But I think they proved themselves.
Yeah,
right?
They proved themselves. But I have some reservations
doubt
about the Bayern Munich team. Okay, so if you notice at the opening part of the game against Lyon, their defense were almost non-existent.
Yeah.
They disappeared.
Virtually.
Because if it were a more clinical team, they would have converted like 3 or 4 chances in the first half, even before Bayern Munich scored.
That's true.
I still have some reservations between the pairing of Boateng and Alaba in that defensive unit.
Yeah. That's true. I would like to even say something that I don't think Alaba is one of the, he's not the best of centre backs presently.
Yes. And the reason why he's in that team is the Bayern Munich is a senior player in the team. So Bayern Munich doesn't want to bench him for Davies. And Davies own part is a starter. He's flying. So then you cannot bench that kind of player. So to accommodate
anything.
So to accommodate Alaba, why he's been in the defensive pairing with Boateng.
Okay. So who do you feel would have been a better suit to partner along with Boateng?
Javi Martinez is a midfielder, but I feel we have Nicolas Sule. I don't know if you know him.
Nicolas Sule, yeah.
I don't know. He's a starter for the German national team. But
the German national team is not
I know, but if you don't test players, you won't know their ability.
That's true.
So he's on the bench and he's a natural centre back compared to Alaba.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know. I just feel he will do better than Alaba in the central defence.
I think I'm not a coach. And I don't think you are one presently. But I feel Alaba has actually made it for Bayern Munich.
I'm not taking anything away from him. Yeah.
And seeing Alphonso Davies coming onto the stage, and he has actually delivered beyond expectations.
He has delivered above expectations.
beyond. I never expected him to actually get to this level, but he has surprised everyone, taking the world by storm.
He has emerged as one of the best left backs in the world currently.
So I think that's a good one for the Bayern Munich team. Now looking at the Paris Saint Germain team, the team that has all the big names, is it the flair, pace, creativity, they have I wouldn't say they have much in the midfield, but I think Verratti is back. It will be again.
Yes, it will be again. I feel the final will be battle of the forwards. That's what I thought. The battle of the forwards. Because you have in the PSG team, you have Neymar, Mbappe, Di Maria in your attack, and those ones can cause havoc against any team in the world. Now,
and
when you come
certainly
to Bayern Munich, they have Lewandowski, they have Gnabry, they have Müller, they have Perisic. So I feel it's the battle of the forwards. It will be Who does the most scoring?
Who scores more? Okay, who scores more? Okay, the battle of the forwards will be taking place on the 23rd of August. That's Sunday, 23rd of August 2020. And I can't wait to actually see
the
match.
They must watch
it. to the first word. So now, when you look at the quality of midfielders, both teams, yes. I think Bayern Munich has an edge.
Yes, they have.
You know, looking at the likes of Thiago Alcantara, Quentin Tolisso, who is not actually in the first 11, Coutinho too, who is not in the first 11.
Yes,
and you wonder, where are these guys coming from?
It's all down to the scouting progress of the Bayern Munich hierarchy. I don't know. They just get players from different places. Good players. Okay, now I brought up a list of players that are on the bench. And I feel they can start in every other team.
Okay.
We have Nicolas Sulu. We have Benjamin Pavard. We have Tinsley Coleman. We have Coutinho. We have Lucas Hernandez, we have Javi Martinez, all these players are on the bench and they are proven players on the court. So that is why I said there's no team there's no club currently in world football that can boast of the depth that Bayern Munich
has. Yeah, Bayern Munich has. I definitely agree with you on that. Looking at the squad depth Bayern Munich possesses, no team presently can actually boast of that. That's a certain team. But looking at the Paris Saint-Germain team, looking at the midfield quality, what do you feel? Do you feel the Bavarians can actually make use of the opportunity that they have a superior midfield, to actually take charge of the match?
Yes, they can, because looking at the PSG midfield, you have ball-winning players. Are you listening?
Okay.
You have ball-winning players, but.
Okay.
You don't just win the ball, you have to know how to distribute it. And that is where I think
matters.
there's a problem for PSG. Because you have players, you have Herrera, you have Gueye. Those are hard tackling players that we get the ball, but how to distribute it will be a problem.
Okay.
You can if you watch the game against Atlanta, they had that issue.
Yeah.
They win balls but they fail to distribute it. So the creativity lies on just the attack, which is Neymar, Mbappe, Di Maria. Verratti is not yet fit. He's just coming back from injury. So I wouldn't
he's
really.
He's gonna be in the squad.
Yes, he's good. He came on as a substitute in the semi-final game.
So certainly,
he might not be a starter. Start on the bench. Yes.
Okay. Now even with Verratti on the pitch, I feel the Bavarians still have more than enough quality in the middle of the park.
Yes, the Bavarians has. Goretzka, they have Thiago, and these players are players that they can win the ball and they can distribute it. Thiago is a runner, he dribbles, so and he's very fast. So that midfield,
and he has quality passes.
I feel if Bayern Munich are going to win this game, it will come from the midfield.
That's what I'm going to. That's what I'm driving to. You getting my point now? Because I believe everything centers around what Thiago Alcantara does in the midfield.
Yes. And one thing about one thing about the Bayern Munich team is they are not reliant on one player.
Yeah.
They
have come from everywhere.
Everywhere. The surprise is the 8-2 against Barcelona. Lewandowski scored just one goal in that game. So guys tell you that goals can come from anywhere. But PSG team, they are dependent on Neymar, Mbappe, Di Maria. You get? So, on rare occasions. They have Icardi. Icardi doesn't really do much. In fact, he has been on a decline ever since his time at Inter Milan. So, and even in the quarterfinal, he was non-existent. And he was benched in the semi-final. So, they don't really, apart from Mbappe, Neymar, Di Maria, they don't really have any other depth in that attack. If something happens to Neymar or Mbappe, there will be a problem.
Big problem indeed. Because looking at the team, I think when Di Maria was suspended for the quarterfinals, Sarabia came in.
Another major example.
Non-existent.
I'm with you. Another major example is Mbappe.
Are you with me?
He wasn't fully fit for the quarterfinal, but he had to come in. He had to come in. He wasn't really, and when he came in, the difference was there to see.
That's what happened. Yeah, it was glaring. That's what happens when you don't really have a squad depth. You might have to actually force players to actually come in. and they'll rush them back to the team. Now, I think for the Barbarians, David Alaba had actually been fantastic before he was injured.
So,
and that was
a blessing in disguise
for them. They were running the team, if you can remember. Yeah, it was a blessing in disguise for them. And he actually took the chance by the scruff of the neck, and he has been delivering so well, you know, since the time he got into the team. Now, you said it earlier that
given that the defense for both they leave spaces in behind the defense.
If I'm right,
both the PSG defense and the Bayern Munich defense, given the chances that went against them in their semi-finals and quarter finals, they leave spaces. And if a team with clinical forwards enter those spaces, I feel there will be a problem.
Yeah, that's true. You know, like both teams have now.
I don't know.
Actually,
Neymar is saving
Neymar
his goals for the final.
You know, Neymar decides to do his thing at times. For the final, we certainly hope so. I believe it's gonna be a very, very fantastic match.
It might come as a surprise, but I will go.
So who do you go with? You know, to actually win the game. Wow.
I'm going with PSG because this is their first final in the history of the club.
Why PSG?
They have a player in Neymar who has a point to prove. You know, ever since his move from Barcelona, everybody's saying he's done, he's that. And I don't know, if you notice Neymar now, he's a bit more mature. Neymar of before only cares about himself, but now you can see him fighting for the team.
Mm-hmm. He's taking responsibility more.
So, he's more mature. So, and they have a generation of players who...
28. It should
Mbappe, I don't know. Mbappe have taken the world by storm. He has come and he has done brilliantly well from his time at Monaco to PSG to the World Cup, and now he's in the Champions League final. He has been breaking records from time. So I don't know. I just have this gut feeling that PSG.
Yeah, that's true. You just have this feeling that maybe Mother Nature will be on the part of PSG, or the God of soccer will be with PSG on that fateful day. Okay. Left to me, I feel you know, looking at the quality of both teams, Bayern Munich, they have a slight edge. I think the edge comes from the midfield, and you know they have a super bench. You know, anyone comes in and you don't even know. Maybe if someone has gone out of the pitch, that is the kind of quality you know they have. Now, I feel when the game goes to get to a point, maybe
there's
no how they wouldn't actually score a goal before the first half gets to the end. Yeah, that's the game of football. Yes, that's true. With football, anything can happen. So you're going with PSG for the cup. Okay. That's a very good one. So
I'll definitely
have a major impact on the match
from the PSG team, Neymar. They are from the Bayern Munich team.
From
Gnabry,
Gnabry
has just the PSG team. He has been a player that has caught the eye for some time. From the bench of Arsenal to the bench of West Brom, now he's a world beater at Bayern Munich.
Yeah. I know where that is coming from, because I know you used to be an Arsenal fan. I don't know if you are still an Arsenal fan. and I know that you would feel somehow, you know, having a player like that on your books.
Yeah, it just shows that players will get better.
Now going out to Germany and is actually, you know, taking the world by storm. That's true. So, are you trying to say the quality of players
obvious,
he had at Arsenal?
You know, then he was still young.
We're actually making him sit on the bench.
He was still a young player and hadn't had this much experience as having now. So, probably, if he was given more time, if he had stayed longer at Arsenal, then his quality would have shown.
You know, I read something recently about Arsene Wenger not wanting.
Yes, very true. That was why he was sent on loan to
West Brom due to his play.
And when he wasn't playing at West Brom, Arsenal had to recall him back to West Brom. I think
that's a big one. So, what's your prediction? Prediction for the 3-2 in favor of Paris Saint-Germain. Wow, Alex, that's a big one. You know, going again.
You see, it seems your prediction is actually going against the theory the pattern of play.
Would I say going against the pattern? Because Leon made two major upsets.
What
they actually left the competition. Yes, they beat the Juventus. They beat Manchester City, and in the two matches they were underdogs. So I don't feel like actually going against.
Are you trying to say PSG is more or less like an underdog in the final?
Well, personally, even if you don't say they are underdogs, but they are not underdogs.
For me personally, certainly. That's what everybody feels.
I would love
tables are meant to be changed, and records are meant to be broken. Wow. Okay. Wow. That's a superb one.
Yes,
so
yes.
I know you know one or two things about tactics. Yeah. So are you expecting Bayern Munich to come with the usual formation? 4-3-3
That's what for them.
Change the formation.
I feel that's what they will do.
Okay. And also PSG come with their usual or the switch formation. Looking at the pace, Bayern Munich have on their wings.
Yes, an attacker.
Davies, who is actually a defender, most times is more or less like plays more or less like a wing back. And Kimmich too does the same. Not forgetting the attacking trident of Perisic and those.
I would feel PSG will go for the same
replacement of Ayer Rubin.
Given that they don't have the squad depth to actually make that change. Yeah, so but they have some they have good young left fullbacks.
Okay.
In Kere and Bernard. Yeah. So and I feel they will also be well.
Okay. I think it has been a wonderful time with you, Alex. Thanks for coming around. Thanks for actually coming on Hearts Up with Willie G. This is the first episode, and it's wonderful having you here as a guest.
Happy
first episode.
Happy.
Yeah, that's the game of football, and I think Neymar has a point to prove today. Lewandowski too, who is the champion, the top scorer for the Champions League presently, with 15 goals, has a point to prove. I think they would like to actually, meet.
I don't think he'll get there because to get there, you have to score
Champions League record.
Yes, he has scored. I don't see him scoring a brace. I don't know. Recently, notice he has
scored two goals.
He has kind of dropped off. He's scoring goals, but he's kind of dropped off in the last two matches. So and the goals are coming more from the midfield. So I think I get it.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much for coming around. It has been a pleasure having you on this podcast. It has been a wonderful one on Art Circle with Wally G. Maybe, very soon, next time, we'll have you another episode. And I know you would always be ready to actually give us something. Ready to give us those sliding tackles,
with
the analysis and everything on this podcast.
All right.
Thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful day and have a nice time. Take care. Yes, and that's the end of the Art Tackle segment. And that's all we can take on Art Tackle today with Wally G, the prophet with the oil of goals and assist. Don't forget to reach out to us through our social media pages or on our mail at msticks@gmail.com or on our social media pages at Twitter and on Instagram. At Twitter, on @GBEMIDEPOOLA, GBEMIDEPOOLA, and on Instagram at WOLIGWOLII, capital letter G. And also, you can send in your questions and suggestions through WhatsApp on this number 081-0864-3314. 081-0864-3314. Can I hear you say it's a goal?